looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Hello, folks. It's Philippe Desrochers here for Career Fast Track. I'm your host, also known as Dr. Career. Thanks for joining us here at CITR.ca, or you can also hear us over the waves, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're back today talking about engaging your own career and applying personal leadership techniques. The Career Fast Track Show has been rebranded to address the specific needs of young professionals in the age range of 25 to 39, specifically helping them follow their childhood aspirations. Following childhood aspirations, and even if you don't know what they are, it's possible to reconnect during simpler times when you were more in touch with your intuition in order to make the kinds of decisions that were needed, that were more in line with who you really are. Once you do that, you're in a position to reinvent yourself. So there's a lot of reinvention happening. I was just actually talking to Rob here, who's going to be doing the show after us. And it was an interesting conversation about his current project that he's working on is being invented. And I talk a lot about updating your stale job description. So for today's show is specifically addressing those who are currently in a position and want to take that role to the next level. There's a way to do it. I'm going to even share with you an anecdote of a recent individual I work with who was able to take her own career to the next level, apply personal leadership concepts, and engage not only herself, but her boss. Just got to make sure you use the right words. If you don't, you run into a few problems. So if you're just joining us, this is Career Fast Track, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you for being here. Of course, you have our accompanying website, www.dr-career.com, if you have any questions. Every Monday morning, we're featured in the 24 Hours newspaper. We are the career columnist there. This morning's article was about engaging your own career, and there was an interesting statistic that came out around Harvard Business School, and it talked about how 23%, or rather there's a 23%, 23-year low of people's satisfaction on the job, and so there's a problem. You are not happy. Now, I can translate that American market to the Canadian market. I've typically seen statistics to be too similar. In fact, statistics only have a degree of reliability, but enough to say to transfer for all across North America. 23-year low, Harvard Business School is saying that you are not happy in your work. Gallup, a very well-respected organization that does polls of hundreds of thousands of people, reported that businesses in the top 23% of employee engagement, and so Gallup said, looked at companies, identified those that were had engaged staff. Now, engaged, what I mean by engaged means they're lit up, they're excited, they have a connection to their goals, they have a relationship to why they're doing things, they understand why they're doing things, and they feel like they're actually using their skills that they were born to use. The poll said that 24% of employee engagement had less staff turnover. So those firms that had high engagement had less staff turnovers. Remarkably higher percentage of customer loyalty and profitability and revenues were up. So here's from the individual perspective, most, and there's a high of people not being happy on their job. And there's a lot of research that says that companies perform better if you are engaged. So you've got a double. You're unhappy and the firm isn't benefiting from what they could from you. And so you have an incentive or an ability or research that says you're not happy. Well, that no kidding. You're not happy. And I get that. And the firm might not know that if you're more engaged, that they can benefit more from your involvement in the organization. And you will as well. So there's an incentive on both sides to do something about it. So the advice to bosses is quite straightforward. If you're a boss, now, what's a boss? Typically, you manage two things, people and cash. But let's just focus on those who manage people. If you manage a large budget, but you have no people below you, this is going to be hard to do. So for those of you who are bosses and have someone below you, I don't care if you're a supervisor, team leader, CEO, get to know your employees. Have you been doing this? Especially their goals. If I were to ask you, do you know what the goals are of your individual staff? Do you know what stresses them? Or what we call stressors? Do you have any idea what excites them about their work for your organization? Do you know how they define success? Now, you might say to yourself, they don't know. My staff don't know this. Well, two things are possible. One is they don't know. The other is they do. Now, if they do know, then you got to find out. If they don't know, you can actually help them. No. But that raises the question, do you know? Has your boss done this for you? Well, today's show, I'm going to focus on how you can actually make it so that you don't have to wait for your boss to come to see you. You can go to see your boss. There's a popular show now on CBS called Undercover Boss. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, it's very interesting where CEOs of large corporations such as Hooters, you know, Hooters, DirecTV, and NASCAR. So these CEOs go into entry-level jobs within the organization to better understand it, to possibly understand how to make the company more profitable, how to identify any particular problems. Every episode ends with tears. Why? Because the CEO gets to learn and understand and know the people that work for the organization. And every episode ends with them giving either a gift or empowering them to do more with the organization in order to engage them. Now, you can wait around for the CEO to be employed in your division or department or area in order to have them appreciate the kind of work you're doing for the organization. Or you can do a reverse undercover boss strategy. You can actually reverse the tables on your boss. Instead of waiting for your boss to come and see you, it's very possible for you to reverse that. I'm currently working with an individual, and she, let's call her Mary, she has been working for an organization for several years, and I alluded to her story last episode, but I want to add on to it for this episode. And I shared with you how she has been working for this organization for many years, and she, one, has not grown much, and two, she has not received or, in essence, received the acknowledgement or the respect from her supervisor. That is her fault. Nothing wrong with her. But it's her fault that he doesn't appreciate her work. It's possible that he's a very bad person and whatever she tries doesn't work, so she has to move on. But the truth is, she hadn't tried. She hadn't tried to engage her boss. Now, when she called her boss, she asked him if she could have an engagement conversation with him. There was a pause in the air. Mary recounted the story to me. And the boss said, I don't think we're talking about the same thing. So be careful when you use the word engagement. But really, this is what I call an engagement conversation. So for you bosses out there, instead of spending all your time trying to engage your staff, why don't you train your staff on learning how to engage themselves? Now, of course, you are staff as well, so you can engage your boss. So everyone has a boss, essentially. And so everyone at one point can take it upon themselves to engage themselves, apply personal leaderships. It's a lot easier to have someone else tell you what to do than it is for you to actually make the necessary changes in your life to take responsibility and to lead yourself. But that's where the greatest breakthroughs happen. Do you personally feel engaged in your career? Are you lit up? Here's a question. Do you want to be lit up? If you don't want to be lit up, maybe this show is for your friend or your sister. Tell them about the show. I'll podcast it within an hour at the end of the show. Tell them what you learn here. Maybe you'll be lit up yourself by having to share that with your friend. Why wait for your boss to go undercover and appreciate how much of a great employee you are? You can go directly to your boss now. In order to apply personal leadership, you must first accept that you are completely responsible for where your career is now. No one is to blame. Yes, I know your boss may be crazy. However, Have you responded in the way that has best served you? Have you stood up for yourself? Have you asked for more money? Have you moved on to another job when you know it wasn't emotionally well strong? It was damaging you emotionally. Are you addicted to the drama? Choices you are making for yourself. You know this, and if you haven't learned it, it's not what happens, it's how you respond. You've heard it 1,000 times, but it's more true than ever in your career. How are you responding to your career? Now, I get excited about this just to clarify, to be precise in what really is happening for your lack of engagement. It's a lack of personal leadership. You will never be able to lead someone else unless you lead yourself. Now, you can be a dictator and dictate things to other people, but you'll never grow to the level of personal satisfaction or organizational height, if you want to say, like, level that you want to reach if you are a dictator. By first taking personal responsibility of your own career, you will move to the next level. To lead others, you must lead yourself. And it starts by doing what it takes to light that dormant fire inside of you. If you cannot light the fire inside your belly, you cannot light other people's fire. I have a lot of people coming to me saying, why is my career stale? And they want to get a promotion, but it's clear that they cannot even light themselves up. How will they get promoted? And of course they say, well, if I don't get promoted, I can't get lit up. And it's like you just can't win. It's not that you get promoted to get lit up. You got to get lit up, then get promoted. It's the way. And so you've got to choose to get lit up. Now, I'm not making you bad if you're not lit up. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't necessarily might want this in your career, and that's okay. You know, this show is specifically addressed to those people who feel that their destiny is to have more in their lives. If your destiny is to raise a family and to be the best mother or father, and your career is a sideshow, simply to earn money to pay off bills, but you get all of your joy from family, that is beautiful, and this show is not for you. This show's commitment is to create a balance between the love of in our lives, which is vital. We cannot reach true fulfillment without the amount of love that is required to sustain life over a long period of time, but to also be fully fulfilled in your career at the same time. And yes, your career will take a hit if you put time into your love life. But man, is it worth it? You make 1 million less that year, or 10,000 less that year, or 1,000 less that year. But what is it worth to come home alone? I've tried it. It's not worth it. You're listening to Career Fast Track here. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, also known as Dr. Career. Please, if you have any questions, email me at Philippe, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E, at dr-career.com. After the break, I want to continue to talk to you about how to develop, apply personal leadership principles in your life, and then engage your boss. There's a way to do it. Many are doing it, and I want to continue to share my story with you of the woman I'm working with who has recently engaged her boss, and she has never been more lit up from a career perspective. So I'm very excited for her, and I'm very excited for you on this one. I'm trying to work this computer here. Nothing is working. It's actually good. I'm not dissing. This is taking forever. What's going on here? There we are. While we're on the break, I'd like you to ask yourself, do I actually want to be engaged? And that's the first choice you have to make. Now, if you say, I'm afraid of getting engaged, I'm afraid of loving what I do, I'm afraid it'll hurt my life, I'm afraid I won't be able to do it, all those fear, that's separate, and that's valid. I just would rather you not focus on that at this moment. Focus on what you can control, which is what you want. How to get there. Now, that's strategy. That's what I'll talk to you in a second. But do you have a lot to lose? How much do you have to lose? You're being very patient with me, folks. I'm going to get my public service announcement in here. I got to get it done. Let's go with this one. Back in a minute. One, after the break, talking more about engaging your boss.
Here at CITR, we have the best DJs. Think about becoming one at that level. Be one of the six lucky winners to attend Tom Lee Music's New to DJing workshops, and you will get a one-hour, one-on-one crash course to learn the basics of cueing, mixing, and scratching, as well as insight into the many hardware and software options available to DJs today. One of Vancouver's top DJs will show you the ropes in Tom Lee Music's Next Level Studios. It's all part of the Next Level Learning Center, offering courses in songwriting, music career development, music business and networking, live performance coaching, software recording, and much more. Tune in to Notes from the Underground, Crimes and Treasons, and Radio Zero to hear your favorite DJ spin and call in to win your very own DJ workshop. For contest details, visit CITR.ca.
To take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome back to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe DeRoche. This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at citr.ca. I recently gave a workshop on the idea of inventing your dream job, and many employers are not only not off hiring, they're actually waiting for you to invent the job that will help them solve their problem. You've probably heard that a job today won't exist in 5 years, or 80% of jobs in 5 years don't exist today, whatever you want to look at it. And this invention is to take out a job description of a job that you used to have and to modify it in a way that will reflect your skills and your assets, and to approach an organization with this job description saying that this is what you can do for the firm, specifically solving an issue. I was recently in a workshop with the CEO or the founder of Think Social Media, which is a consulting organization on helping businesses use social media to build a community of people that could potentially use their services. And he hires people all the time, and he's often very displeased with the amount of personal leadership that employees take, because they're just waiting to be told what to do. But in this market, there's a beautiful thing that you can actually invent your own opportunity by writing up a job description for your new job and discussing with your boss. Now, here's a rule of thumb. Generally, unless you're with a small organization, you want to wait 6 months before making any additions or changes to your job description, because it takes 6 months to build the trust with the people that you work with. And then, you know, usually around, you know, 2-3 years is a perfect opportunity also to really do that. From a 6 month period to 2-3 years, you know, if you're 7 years in a job and you haven't looked at your job description, which is very common and there's nothing wrong with that, but you have a beautiful opportunity to remove the stale parts of the job description. So if you are not in a job and you are out of work, then inventing this job description and approaching organizations is very, not only doable, but critical in this market. And that's why I talk about it so much. So it's about inventing your own opportunity and linking it to childhood aspirations. So really dive into what you're passionate about. and maybe as a child you wanted something that didn't come to fruition or you didn't think it's what it turned out to be, then what you learn from that, then that's what you want to pursue. So as long as you start with what you're passionate about from a childhood aspiration perspective, then you grow from that perspective. But unless you start there, you don't have a foundation under which to build off. If you are in a job, you can also make changes to your job description. So you can invent one if you're not working, and you can make changes to the current one. After you make changes to the current one, in the example of Mary I was giving before the break, Mary's been working for a food distribution company for many years. Mary is not getting the respect she deserves. Many of you are having that happen. She drafts up a new job description. She emails her boss and says, "Hi, boss. I'm interested in talking to you about the future, my future with your company. Do you think we could meet?" Well, that created a bit of drama. This is what really happened. You want to create drama when approaching your boss. The reason for that is because your boss is busy and they are sometimes preoccupied. So by creating some drama, and remember, part of your boss's job is to manage you. You know, I think it's easy to forget that the maintenance of human relationships as a supervisor or someone in superiority is a critical part of your work. And to get caught up in the technical aspect of it and getting your emails complete is often the urgent things as opposed to the important things. So this particular Mary, she does this. She then has a meeting with the boss, brings in the job description, and she's so lit up. So she talks about, you have to get a yes when you start the engagement conversation. There's a book called Getting to Yes, a powerful book on helping you focus on value you're going to offer the organization. Don't talk about your career. Focus on how you can make a difference for the company and how you think your continued growth with the organization and the recommended changes you asked for in the job description are linked to wanting to help the organization's bottom line and their customers. And so, at the beginning of the meeting, say, "I have drafted up a new job description that I think will best reflect the greatest skills I can offer to your organization to have an impact on both the bottom line and the customers. Are you interested in talking about that?" You have to ask yes or no. If the boss says, "No, I don't want it, you know, it's not the right time," then you're like, "Thank you," and you leave, really. Now, of course, the boss might say, "Well, why are you leaving?" Well, you have to get a yes before moving forward. It's a classic sales concept where unless you find out that there's a need, you can't help them. You just really can't. In the case of Mary, she did that, and she finally, after several years, was able to actually get the ear of the CEO, the organization, and she is now on a track where within a certain period of time, she's going to be moving up. That's exactly what she wanted. She'd been waiting for him to do that to her, and it doesn't happen. You know, organizations, I think we've gotten accustomed to this idea of, oh, we're going to get the tap on the shoulder and say, oh, we're going to fast track you to management. And it does happen. It does happen in organizations. If it doesn't happen, then I think we have to tap them. We have to tap on the boss. At the very least, if you do not get more pay, more responsibility, you will get more respect. Asking your boss to have a meeting to talk about your future with the organization and always focus on solving more or helping more of the organization, you cannot go wrong. And I think a lot of the statistics borrow from the respect that goes up when you ask to negotiate your salary in a professional manner. Asking to engage your boss in this format is very, very powerful. I used to work for Dale Carnegie as a business coach, and we used to train staff members to have engagement conversations with their boss, and this is where it comes from. It's a lot of research. Dale Carnegie training is based on one of the best-selling business books of all time called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it's a book on how you can build relationships with people in a very short period of time by showing interest in them as opposed to showing interest in you. So by focusing your interest on the organization, you're in a much more powerful situation. Folks, you are and have been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The mandate, the new mandate here, and tell everyone about it, is to address the needs of the young professional between 25 and 39. Specifically, if you are, however, young at heart, and you are committed to make the changes necessary, which 25 to 39-year-olds typically are because the family hasn't started full on. Usually 35, you have the family, but before that, after that, it tends to be quite a a distraction, I would have to say. So let's just be aware of that, and that's really important for you to know. So thanks for being with us. We, as we move forward, we focus on the needs of those people who are motivated, the young professionals wanting to make and pursue and follow childhood aspirations, because that's where the passion is. That's where the juice is for our life. What's the point otherwise? Let's just get a minimum wage job and enjoy our time off. That's it, folks. Career Fast Track, Philippe Desroches, CITR. Up next, sore throats, clapping hands, my good friend Rabai. Good, interesting story. Listen to his show. He's got a good show. He's around for an hour. And take a little break here, and when we come back, he'll be on. Talk soon. Out. Bye.
Shoulders in deep, going in us.